The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Tuesday. It's January the 7th, 2014. I'm still practicing on saying 2014. It takes me about a month to do it. I think most people are that way. We have two guests today and two topics. I want to start off, first of all, with Darren Alberti. Welcome to Radio Friends, Darren from DNA Drugs. This is a brand new year, and you wanted to talk about how people can make their first visit to a pharmacy pleasant.
That's right. Yep.
And I said, how do they do that? You said, the insurance card.
Well, yeah, I was preparing to come talk to you today. A lot of the things that I wrote down were had to do with folks' insurance coverage changing at the new year. So that seems to be a big point of pain for a lot of people, when the year is new for them. So the biggest thing, or one of the biggest things is, make sure you have your current insurance card. We have folks who will come to us, and they'll have a whole stack of insurance cards from way back when.
And you have to wade through all of them.
Sure.
So you got to have. There's only each year you get a new insurance card.
Yeah, each year if you got insurance, they should be giving you a new card, and it actually may have the same what it would appear to be the same numbers and information on it, but it's just kind of a good practice to kind of clear the old ones out of your wallet or purse or whatnot, mm-hmm. and make sure you've got the current one in there.
What's the next thing?
Well, the next thing would be if you have a deductible, don't get surprised by that. You know, a lot of folks, will be surprised because they may have met their out-of-pocket expenses, the prior year. Mm-hmm. And so they're used to coming in and paying, having
no out-of-pocket.
And you start all over again with that. And that doesn't apply to everybody, but it may, that may be something that they want to think about.
Okay, yeah, here we are. We're the first full week of the new year. And if you go in for a prescription, you may end up having to pay
out-of-pocket.
Yeah,
right.
Because your deductible mm-hmm. was for last year.
Yeah, so that's it tends to be another surprise for folks.
You find people who say, well, wait, this can't be.
Yeah, they'll kind of, they may forget. And, again, because what's so fresh in their mind is they came in to see us the previous month and they didn't have any out-of-pocket mm-hmm. expense.
So. Okay, so that's the second one. Another one?
Just kind of try to understand your coverage, and what may have changed with your new coverage because your copays may have changed but from what you were used to paying the previous year and whatnot. So mm-hmm. From a budgetary standpoint.
And it's not simple to understand insurance jargon.
You can really understand why folks will not understand or get confused and, maybe get a little upset when you try to tell them that they have to pay more mm-hmm. or than what they're used to paying.
Okay.
But, yeah.
So the most important thing is, remember, this is a new year.
That's right.
You may have to pay more out of pocket mm-hmm. because you have to start your deductible all over. Mm-hmm. Bring the insurance card for 2014, mm-hmm. not 2013.
Right.
And what was the other one?
And just try to understand what coverage you have.
Yeah. Try to mm-hmm. understand your insurance policy yourself. And if you got questions, obviously you're there to help them out.
We're
too,
there. Yeah, just give your pharmacist a call. We'll be happy to go over it with you.
Okay. Yeah. Now here we are. We're just about out of time, Darren, but we're in the middle of winter now.
Yes.
Well, actually, winter started a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. But important thing to help stay away from cold and flu,
mm-hmm.
what?
Biggest thing is wash your hands.
Wash your hands,
that's
right. You can't wash your hands too much, can you?
Well, you can. Well, no, you can't really.
Yeah.
I guess maybe you could, but try to get them washed.
Okay, wash your hands
possible.
And... you sneeze, cover your mouth.
Yep, sneeze into your elbow.
All right. Any questions at all, you can give them a call at DNH, both locations. Thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you, Paul.
Always a pleasure to have you here. Happy New Year, and we'll see you
a
little bit later on.
That's good.
Okay.
Thanks.
Now I turn to Nathan Schutz. Good to have you here, Nathan Schutz.
Good to be here.
Boone County Foster Parent Support Group's Giving Tree.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're after the first of the year. You had the Giving mm-hmm. Tree for Christmas. How did that go?
It was amazing. I'm always astounded at the number of people. We have more than 300 kids in foster care in Boone County alone. And so we put up this tree outside the JCPenney Mall with the names of kids and a list of both their absolute needs, you know, and it's usually boring stuff like clothes, but they need that. And then requests for gifts and whatnot. And in the times that I've been able to just man the booth, it's amazing to see people come back, and I've had people get like one thing on the list, and then I've had people come back and get everything that was listed. And oh, here's a couple extra things too. Mm-hmm. And just a few days ago, I got to help before it was distributed. We got to collect all of them and then send them out to the different foster families. And it's amazing the wealth of generosity and support that is poured out from the Columbia and Boone County community.
You know, that's the one thing, and I've said this over and over again. We live in such a caring, wonderful community. The Central Missouri area. Mm-hmm. I think the people that live in this area are some of the most giving people in the world. You ask and you shall receive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've seen this over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we are very fortunate to live among folks who are so open with their heart.
Mm-hmm. And I can do nothing but absolutely agree with you. It's really important because a lot of these foster parents are they're not wealthy, and the entire myth that you go into foster parenting because you can somehow make money is ludicrous with the amount that foster parents are given to support their kids.
Oh, they're putting money out of their own pocket.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm personally of the opinion that if you're making money foster parenting, there's something seriously wrong going on.
Mm-hmm.
And almost all the foster parents I know would agree with that. But because of the giving tree, what happens is on Christmas morning, these kids who have been removed from their biological family, and it may be messed up, but it's the only family they have, and they still love them, suddenly get an experience that is more in line with what those of us who grew up in more traditional households would hope for. It's not perfect, and I'm not saying toys will fill that ache or that need inside of them, no, but they can have their needs provided for. They know they're able to connect with the community, like you said.
Right,
it's
right.
Not just that you and I know that we live in a generous community. It's they connect with that. And
how many foster parents do you have?
Not enough.
Okay. You need to come back. We'll do another segment. We'll do a segment with you on mm-hmm. the foster parenting mm-hmm. program.
Mm-hmm.
But if people want more information about this or they want to sign up, what phone number?
They can call me directly at 573-825-7724.
Okay.
Or Karen Anderson at 573-881-5799.
Okay. Thank you so much for
coming. Thank you.
By.
Appreciate that.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to
all
you.
All right. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our flow director is Sifan Oyung. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And before I forget, happy birthday to you, Sifan Oyung, back there behind the camera. Bye-bye.